Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my
soul. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. It's AgeOfTheCustomer.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest, our good friend, almost 19-year member of our Brain Trust. She's an original founding member, tax attorney for many years now, and practicing in out here on Main Street with you and me and our small businesses. Written all the important books on the topic, the J.K. Lasser series especially. Barbara, thanks again for being here. BarbaraWeltman.com, right, Barb?
You bet.
So, Barbara, for generations, it's been an article of faith, long before there were LLCs, that if you wanted to have a legal entity, a corporate entity, and you were going to, you know, sort of have a professional structure, you'd become a sub-S. Subchapter
Absolutely.
S. You formed as a corporation, and then you took the sub-S election, and there were all kinds of advantages, weren't there?
Absolutely. My business is a sub-S.
Mine is, too. Mine is, too.
So I've been operating that way for years and years. But at this juncture, it's worth a pause. And I'm saying this is for everybody, but there are two factors going on here, two overriding factors that may want you to rethink whether this continues to make sense for you. One is kind of the unknown, which is tax changes.
Mm-hmm.
If they significantly lower the rate on C corporations and they eliminate the double taxation, which was the whole reason why we made S corporations in the first place,
right.
And that the rate on the C corporations is higher than what the rate would be on individuals, the top rate,
right.
Then maybe it doesn't make sense to be an S anymore and pay higher rates.
You mean if the C corp is lower?
If the C-Corp is lower, that's
lower,
right.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about a lower tax rate on corporations. They
right.
are talking about lowering the rate on your pass-through income, but what I saw was not the same as the top rate on C-Corps.
So if they make the top rate on corporations 15% and they make the top rate on individuals 24%, many people will be paying 9% more.
Exactly.
For the corporate income, for the business income, which for a lot of small businesses is the greater amount. That's one example, folks. I've been wondering about that. I hope they make. I don't know how they could rig that so it wouldn't hurt. There wouldn't be a mass
exodus. Well, the way they could do it, they could definitely do it, where they could put whatever rate they want for individuals, but they could say that the rate for the pass-through income would be no higher than the rate on
right.
C corporations.
There you go.
And
so,
there's precedent for that because
so your W-2 would be the personal income and tax at that rate like everybody else, and your pass-through income would have another calculation.
That's correct. And we've had separate rates before. I don't know, you know, we're dinosaurs, so perhaps people in our age group can remember back in the day we had the max tax.
Right.
Where this is when rates were up to 70%, but they said, we're not going to subject earned income to any more than 50%.
Right.
So we have this in place, this concept in place, where you can have multiple rates on the same person.
And there's some other advantages to go to C2. There's health care. You can pay for health care better, can't you, because of the...
That's true, too. That's definitely true. And the biggie, in my opinion, has to do with investors.
Yeah.
Because there are significant restrictions on the kinds of investors and the number of investors you can have in an S corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have a corporation investing
in an S corporation. If you're going to bring in investors, you need to be a C corp anyway, I think.
Yeah, I think that's...
Even with all the crowdfunding stuff they did with the last legislation and the SEC rulings, I still think you're better off as a C if you got to take in investors, if you're going
well,
to.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And the point is that some S-Corps never thought of this before, but now it's time to revisit the question.
Let me throw another thing out there, Barb, that I and you and I wouldn't possibly know anything about this, but I know we've read about this, and that's where if you are a part of the Medicare crowd and you file for Medicare because you turn 65, when you pay your premiums for Medicare, and by the way, if you didn't know that, this is what I've been told, Barbara. I wouldn't know myself, but I've been told that you pay premiums on Medicare. But I've also been told that whatever your taxable income is from corporate, personal, and your spouse, that's what they base your Social Security premium on. And
it's true that your modified adjusted gross income, which includes filed jointly, it's you and your spouse, determine whether you're going to pay an additional premium for Medicare Part B and D.
It can get very, very expensive. This is what I keep reading about, and so which seems wrong to me. But my point is, wouldn't that be another reason, in some cases, especially not every case, to go to a C corp?
To leave the money in the C corp.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So just something to think about, folks. The sacred cow, S-Corp, the thing that small businesses have loved and I've loved for all these years, there may be a number of things coming up that are going to cause you to want to think again. So when we come back, I'm going to get Barbara to talk to us about some of the tax reform proposals on the table and see if we like any of them after these messages. BarbaraWeltman.com, folks. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to her tip of the day every day. You'll thank me later. Half of my blues suede shoes, but it's blue suede shoes, blue suede shoes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.